Erwin Ronquillo, an official with the government program Ecuador Grows Without Malnutrition, is worried about hunger in his country. Ronquillo said child malnutrition is chronic among Ecuador's population. It is seen everywhere, but hits hardest in rural areas and among the country's native peoples, he said. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, keeps information related to children and their development for countries around the world. UNICEF information suggests that 1 in 3 Ecuadorian children suffers from malnutrition. Of those, about 41% are native. Nayeri Espinoza is a mother whose partner left her. She lives in a neighborhood of the capital city, Quito, called Pisuli. She said her children, who are 8 and 4 years old, do not usually eat meat. Both children appear to be younger because of their height and the thinness of the youngest girl. Sometimes the family buys chicken, but not often, Espinoza said. It is difficult to get any job as a domestic worker, worse after the pandemic, she said. Monica Cabrera is with the Ministry of Economic and Social Inclusion. She works in the Camal Metropolitano neighborhood on the southern edge of Quito. It is a high-risk area. Cabrera has been robbed several times there. She visits the homes of at least 25 young mothers. Two of the mothers are minors, 15 and 17 years old. Her job is to support the group of mothers while they are pregnant until their children reach 1 year of age. Cabrera said the poorest people in the city are usually native migrants from rural areas. They try to earn a living by selling waste materials, making building materials, or selling products on the streets. Those who have more have the luxury of eating twice a day, Cabrera said. She said she knows of families that eat only once a day, and sometimes not even that. UNICEF's numbers suggest that 50% of Ecuadorian households with children had difficulty getting the necessary food in 2021 because of the pandemic. As a result, 27% of children had their development affected because of chronic malnutrition, the agency said. In addition, 72% of children lacked basic services for development, such as health and education, UNICEF said. Ecuador's government is led by President Guillermo Lasso, a former banker. The government has pledged to fight chronic malnutrition. It has promised to spend $350 million a year to improve health, family, education, and support services. Tania Herrera lives with her parents and has a baby, Sara Milena. Herrera receives a $50 monthly stipend from the government to support the baby. To receive that money, she promised to join all child support activities that she is asked to attend. Her parents currently support the family. They earn between $5 and $7 a day. That amount must feed 5 adults. It also must serve to support the new arrival. The adults hope to eat something twice a day. The family has lived in Quito for several years. They can only pay for chicken meat from time to time. The baby is breastfed. I'm Katie Weaver.